getting all ready for the Big Al Mac attack.
Yeah.
We've got a slip and slide. Proudly purchased at Walmart. It's all set up out there on the grassy knoll. And then there's trash cans lined up, a pyramid of trash cans that are like bowling, right?
Yeah, that's what
and
I hear.
Al looks great. Kelly, look, Al didn't have a shirt on or anything.
I saw that.
Kelly, how do I look? Give me an honest opinion. What do you think?
Well, have you dropped some weight because you don't look as belly-ish as you used to?
What do you think, dog? What? Do you mind giving me a booty assessment? Seriously. I mean, have a nice shape to it. Or...
It's not bad.
Kid, stop!
What? Is it jiggle too much? Look.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I'm out.
I have to see a pig get slaughtered to get that image out of my mind.
Make the booty go clap.
Are we going to go outside with him?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I want to.
You want to see it? Okay.
What's going to happen here is I'm going to run. I hadn't done the slip and slide in a long time. I run. I slip.
Head first.
You die.
I slide.
And slide.
And the trash cans come tumbling down on me.
Yeah, you hit them with your helmet.
Yeah.
And shoulder
and
pads.
And shoulder pads.
Yeah.
Now, but you're sliding on your baby-licious boot belly.
I slide booty on belly. My belly?
Yeah. Yeah, you slide on your belly, slide. Yeah.
So what if the trash cans come down in a
they come down your back.
You're fine. Back. You got the shoulder pads on.
No, it's not like they're dropping from 100 feet. It's just like they're right over
your head.
That's
tomorrow's stunt.
I could never do a slip and slide as a child. I could never throw myself at the ground.
It's hard to make yourself
fall down. You're not good at reckless abandon.
Uh-uh. It's hard to make yourself fall down.
I couldn't do it.
I always lift a piece of skin on the slip and slide. It's never enough water.
Oh, we would set it up in the driveway.
That's what I'm talking about, man.
On the gravel.
Yeah.
It's fun.
We are in the grassy area of the Texas Bar and Grill
what
here.
What we refer to as the grassy knoll.
We don't refer to it as the grassy knoll.
Another death might occur on a grassy knoll today.
This is the now defunct Safari Book and Coffee Company front yard.
Boy, that didn't last long, did it?
Apparently they couldn't survive on 3 cups of coffee a day. And they were right about the dog poop. Oh, my God. It is a... there is absolutely...
Poopapalooza.
Countless numbers of dog piles out here.
All right.
We didn't need to bring the slip and slide.
Yeah.
That's enough of that already.
Okay, and the water is, let's see if it's cold. Here, hold on. I'll turn the music off for a second, see if you can hear this.
Okay.
Okay. Oh. The water has kind of, I don't know if you'd call it coagulated, but it's just kind of... Yeah, it's just there's just puddles of water. There's not any consistent water flow. Which you might see like on a slip and slide with a hose attached to it. Paul, what was the thinking on not having a hose attached to it?
We don't have a source.
All right, no source for hosing.
No spigot.
All right.
Now, kid, there actually are some people out there, believe it or not, who don't know what a slip and slide is. Let's describe the whole scene out there.
Well, it's just a long piece of plastic.
It's a trash can bag. It's like a hefty bag.
That's how we used to make our own. We just get about 5 hefty bags and tape them together. But, yeah, it's a long piece of plastic.
Did you used to put dish detergent on yours so you'd make bubbles when you go down?
Oh, I love that. Yeah, it's supposed to have a hose attached to it so the water goes through it. Got some rules on here. I'm sorry. Because of their larger size, older children risk severe spine, neck, head, and other life-threatening injuries from using the slide. But see, Al, they don't know we're putting the big trash cans at the end of it.
Yeah. Make it safer. Yeah, you're right.
What are they thinking?
Yeah. I really would. Is that dog poop on the slide? I don't want to. I wouldn't want to do this.
I don't know if I'm going to slide.
I don't think you are going to slide.
Now, yeah, that shoulder pads might get hooked on the slip and slide, and that wouldn't be safe.
I don't think there's any way he makes it all the way to the cans.
So that would be zero.
You're going to have to come way back here and run, and there's a belly flop on there. But see, they say that's where the spine injury occurs, Al. Is in the jump.
He's going to die.
You don't think it's with the 4 metal trash cans we have stacked up? Over
run really low.
Why don't you tie a rope around his arms and just drag him down the plastic bag chute?
That's what you used to do it at the crib, Kelly.
Well, I mean, that would help. That would.
It's been done, Kelly, and it didn't get very good press. So, no, I don't think I...
Well, that way he wouldn't be throwing himself and risking injury.
Catch a car or something. Or a
horse. No, I'm saying they drag you.
Yeah.
I get it, Kelly.
Sure.
But Let me tie the other end to the tree here.
Kelly, what happens next in the lynching that you're describing?
Lynching?
All right.
Why does everything have to be go back to that?
You're telling me to tie a rope
around his arms. Around his arms and pull
and
him.
And drag him.
If his neck happens to be in the loop.
It's better than throwing himself.
All right, let's get this thing going.
Oh, Rich.
Yes.
This is ill-conceived. My mother, if she were here, would not let me do this.
You know, right now I'm play-by-play, but I think next I'm going to be a witness. That's what I'm worried about.
Okay. This is not good.
Not good at all.
Now, we got somebody mic in the trash cans?
Oh, my God, I am so nervous right now.
This is bad.
I'm right here at the trash cans. Okay, come on, Al. Just don't go that fast. Okay, this is very bad.
Oh. Give him a countdown.
3, 2, 1, go. Go.
3, 2,
oh, God, I can't watch. Oh, my God, this is bad. I can't even watch. Slide, slide. Oh! Oh, wow! Great job!
Damn. Did he do it?
Oh, yeah! He slid!
I didn't hear anything!
He slid sideways!
Oh, oh, my neck! My back!
Ow, that was awesome! Oh. And the final tally is 4 cans knocked over!
Oh!
That was great! Give me some! Ow, that was awesome! Do it again!
Yeah, we gotta go for a spare.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you just gotta knock over that last one.
Now, this time, kid, don't scream when he hits the can so we can hear him hitting him.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's all right.
Al now trying to go for the 4-pin, which is one of the easiest spares for a right-hander. 3,
yes.
2, 1, go.
That I heard.
Got the spare.
That I heard.
God, I got turf burned. I slid off the stepping slide by 20 feet.
You got the spare, though, Al.
Thanks.
All right, we'll put a mark there, so whatever you get on your next one, we'll add to the first frame.
Kid.
It's done.
Let's go for one more. One more. I want to hear all 5.
You got to restack them.
We got to restack them. One more.
What if we stack them all on top of each other?
On top of each other?
Yeah.
I'm fine, Rich.
Just one more.
He's got all these brilliant ideas. What if we drop him from the top of the building and see if he lands in a can?
Al, this is your thing. You're so good at this. Put a picnic table on it. Big Al Mac attack in progress here with Kid Craddock in the morning. We have a slip and slide set up. At the end of the slip and slide are 5 metal garbage cans, and we're doing slip and slide bowling. Well, we're not. Al is.
Kill the drum roll right before he hits this time.
Okay, we got all 5
I want to make sure we hear it all.
Come on, Al. We need a strike, baby. Come on. You got it in you. Psych up. Come on. Come on. Get hungry. Get hungry, Al. Come on.
Eye the tiger.
Here he comes. 3, 2, 1, go!
Ow. 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 You okay?
That was the best one ever.
Oh,
help him up.
Oh, how you doing, Al?
That was...
Oh, I'm calling Jesse Jackson. There's got to be some rules against this somewhere.
Al's lipping. Oh,
that's all right.
Man.
Another successful Mac attack, baby.